The Ryan Tubridy Show on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Sky Broadband. With our broadband, your world is limitless. Live beyond.
Good morning. It is Wednesday, the 7th of August, 2019. This is the Ryan Tubridy Show with me, Maggie Doyle. The text number is 51551. Our email is ryan@rte.ie. Lots to talk about this morning, including a lot of TV news. I'll start off with something I caught up on last night myself. It's still on the RTE player. If you haven't yet seen it, it was on Bank Holiday Monday night when Michael met Davy. And it is, of course, the story about young Michael O'Brien from Killarney. He's a visually impaired young chap who appeared on the Late Late Toy Show last year. And he's a mad GAA fan. And his big dream was to meet Davy Fitz. And he met Davy Fitz. And then Davy asked him on the Toy Show, would he come and give Wexford a bit of a team talk? The Wexford hurling team, of course, a bit of a team talk. And this programme follows Michael as he is in school, talks to his family, talks to his friends and his teachers and his wonderful support system down there in Killarney, and about how he's going to put together this speech to give to the hurling lads later in the year. And I'll tell you what, it's just a lovely, lovely piece of TV to watch. If you haven't yet watched it, go on to the RTE player to catch up on it, because it really is lovely. I won't be giving too much away by saying that the big message from young Michael to the Wexford hurling lads a few months ago, before they met Tipperary in a league game, was dream big. And if that's not a good message, tell you what, I don't know what is. So it's a lovely, lovely piece of TV, and great to catch up on if you can. Elsewhere in TV news, this is in a lot of the papers today. The Irish Daily Star telling us that tonight we will see Carl Shiels' final Fair City scenes. They're going to be broadcast tonight on RTE1. They were filmed, of course, just days before the actor passed away. 47-year-old Carl, of course, who played Robbie Quinn, passed away suddenly last month. And so we'll see his final scenes in Fair City. And we'll see tonight what's going to happen. He'll be leaving for his business trip abroad. In the poignant scene, Robbie turns to Carol and says, "Right, cab's outside. You're going to be okay without me." He then kisses Carol goodbye and leaves. So I think it'll be very, very poignant, and I'm sure very upsetting to watch for a lot of people, but quite right that they're still showing those scenes on Fair City. And Carl Shiels, yeah, his last time on Fair City tonight at 8 p.m. on RTE1. Elsewhere, Grey's Anatomy. I'm a lover of the old medical drama myself, and actually I was really into Grey's Anatomy for years. I had to give it up because there's only so much TV you can watch. And any wonder, because I realise now that it's been renewed for two further seasons, which will bring its overall count of season to 17. 17 whole seasons. I mean, these last for months as well, because they go into the sort of 24, 25 numbers of episodes, I think, each season. About 40 minutes long, I suppose, each. But basically, ABC, the big American network, has said yeah, and the channel's entertainment chief has assured fans that it'll continue for many, many more. Should Ellen Pompeo, who of course plays Meredith Grey, the main character in it, and creator Shonda Rhimes, who has a golden touch when it comes to TV shows, if they wish to remain part of the show. They are the fabric of the show, says Carrie Burke. And as anyone who will certainly know, it'll be up to them whether or not they want to continue. But another two seasons is pretty decent. Back in 2018, Pompeo usurped stars of Game of Thrones to become the highest paid actor in a drama series, following a deal that sees her earn $20 million a year. That's not bad, is it? But just goes to show how popular it is. Also, of course, we should point out that in Grey's Anatomy, in the earlier episodes, were Sandra Oh, who is in Killing Eve, who's a fantastic actress. She's so good. And it's great to see her doing well in Killing Eve. And Patrick Dempsey, who was McDreamy in Grey's Anatomy. For those who watched it back in the days of McDreamy and McSteamy, you'll know who he is. He's the gorgeous fella. That's who he is. Also in TV news, this is going to be a good one. I think this could be the big TV show that we're all talking about. FX have announced that the next American Crime Story, which is a very popular TV series by Ryan Murphy, it's going to return for a third season, and it will tackle the Bill Clinton, Monica Lewinsky scandal. Guess who's going to be a producer of the new season. That's right, Monica Lewinsky. I mean, it's just going to be good. The title of it is Impeachment, American Crime Story. I think that's just going to be fantastic. Ryan Murphy had teased the idea of the Lewinsky theme season, and last year he told The Hollywood Reporter he'd only do it with her participation. So she's on board. It's going to go into production in February. So let's hope that we'll be seeing that, I suppose, sometime, maybe this time next year or whatever. So that's going to be a great one. And I can guarantee it'll be the one that we're all watching. How will we be watching it, you might ask? Well, inside a lot of the papers today, the Daily Telegraph has got this. It's more of a British story, I suppose, really. Netflix and YouTube join top TV channels. I say British because it's talking about the numbers in Britain, so not including Ireland in this. The four most popular television channels in Britain now include YouTube and Netflix. This is an Ofcom report. The streaming giants eclipse BBC Two and Channel 4 in a drastically changing media landscape. British adults now watch an average of 34 minutes of YouTube and 18 minutes of Netflix a day, beaten only by BBC One, which is still topping at 48 minutes, and ITV at 37. Now, this is the study of adults in the age group of 18 to 34. So it's interesting, and I think it's very interesting to see the way television is going. And an awful lot of us, of course, are using streaming services, but hopefully with a good mix of traditional channels in there as well. This story was doing the rounds on Twitter yesterday. You might have seen it. It's about EasyJet. And it's about a woman who took her seat on her EasyJet flight. She was going between London and Geneva, and she sat down, but there was no back to the seat. The back of the seat was completely gone on this EasyJet flight. The people sitting next to her took a picture and tweeted it. And everyone was, this is incredible, because it went viral as one of those photos that went viral. And people were saying, is this a spoof? Is this, you know, is this made up? Budget airline EasyJet, says the Irish Daily Star, has been blasted after asking a passenger to take down a photo of a backless seat on one of its planes. This guy called Matthew Harris shared the picture on the flight, and EasyJet tweeted him publicly to say, thanks very much for this, Matthew. Can you please take down the photograph so we can deal with this appropriately? And he said, no, absolutely not. I don't think so. He basically said, how can this be allowed? And quite true, how can it be allowed? It ended up that the woman who was on the seat with no back, and there's still no response from EasyJet as to why there was no back on the seat, indeed why a plane was able to take off like that. She was actually moved to another seat because the plane wasn't full, but that was her designated seat. No back on the seat. It must be illegal. I mean, not even dangerous, but it surely is illegal, one would imagine. Inside the Irish Daily Mail, ladies, I'm sure, and some guys as well, might know that walking in heels is very hard work sometimes. Considering I've been to a couple of weddings recently, I know all about the high heels and the pain that they can cause and the trials and tribulations of wearing strappy sandals and all the rest of it. But get this, listen to this headline. Lucky to still be alive. Model whose heels left her with sepsis. A model nearly lost her leg after contracting sepsis from a blister caused by a new pair of shoes. 23-year-old Gemma Downey says she's lucky to be alive after noticing her platforms were rubbing as she made her way to an appointment last week. Within a day, the model was being treated in hospital for early onset sepsis and was warned she could have lost her leg and had the infection taken hold. She says to the Daily Mail, I couldn't believe that something so insignificant could cause so much damage. Now, it does go on to explain that actually the shoes, and there's a picture of the shoes, they're a pair of espadrilles, summer espadrilles, so they're like wedges with a few straps on them. She did actually buy them 2 years ago, second hand, guys, which is no problem, but still, she bought them 2 years ago. Why is she only wearing them this week? I can't understand that. If it was me and I bought a new pair of shoes, I'd be in them straight away on the day. I'd be taking my shoes off and leaving them in the shop and putting the new ones on. So she said she noticed the straps rubbing the back of her heel. She changed her shoes, but then discovered this small blister, and then suddenly her foot swelled up and all the rest of it. So watch out, she's saying. Be careful. If you think it's an innocuous blister, it might be something more serious. Michael's story, somebody has texted in about when Michael met Davey. I was talking about it. It's an RT1. Michael's story is such a strong antidote to all the sad stories we're hearing at the moment. Quite right. And hasn't he got a lovely positive way about him? Young Michael O'Brien from Killarney. And Somebody else says, what about George Clooney, who was the ultimate McDreamy in his youth? Text about, oh, of course, medical dramas. George Clooney was, of course, the first dishy doc, I suppose, on a medical drama. He was in ER for quite a few number of years, but it catapulted him really to his fame. Another story in the Irish Times today, it is, of course, the show jumping, of course, the show jumping show at the RDS this week is starting, and the Aga Khan Trophy is on Friday, but which will be fantastic. Loads of people will be going there, of course. It's a wonderful few days down at the RDS, but not an awful lot of women are doing it. The Dublin Horse Show, of course, is the right name, thank you. Lack of confidence stopping women show jumping in the Irish Times. Just one in five of the show jumpers competing in Ireland at the highest levels are women, partly because women doubt themselves more, a show jumping gathering has been told. Blaming a lack of confidence shared by some young women, County Kildare-based trainer and rider Nicola Fitzgibbon said it is an extremely mentally difficult sport to be in, and women suffer a lot more from imposter syndrome than men that do. 5 days of top flight jumping begins today until Sunday in Ballsbridge, and research shows that when kids are about 10 to 12, riders are split equally between the sexes, so boys and girls do it similar numbers. But when they start to get older, the numbers fall, dropping to 43% by their teens, but then just 1 to 5 at this professional level, which is a real shame. 18% of women it drops to, actually, by the time show jumpers are competing at this kind of level. So it is a real shame, actually, because I always think it's fascinating. It's a beautiful sport to watch. And I never really thought, actually, that, you know, that there would be fewer women. I didn't really think like that at all. So it's a shame, because I know lots of girls who love their horse riding and their show jumping and dressage and all that sort of stuff. Finally, in the papers, I'll just give you this quick story. Be careful what you do with your the goods that you're trying to get rid of, the old white goods that you might want to get rid of, because send them to the right recycling spot. Don't do like this guy did, who filmed himself throwing a used fridge, a big fridge, a tall one, off a cliff in southern Spain while mocking recycling. I mean, whatever about throwing it off the cliff while also taking a video and then mocking recycling. The police released the footage of the incident, because that's right, the police saw it because it was shared, obviously, online. He was basically charged €45,000 to go and get the fridge back out of the ravine as well. It happened in Almeria. The man can be seen unloading the fridge from a white van with its license plate in shot. You might wonder how they caught him, but that's how they did. I love those, when people do silly things and then they're caught. Our text number is 51551. Email ryan@rte.ie. Time for some music now. This is Shawn Mendes and Camila Cabello. This is Senorita.